Ladies and gentlemen, good day and welcome to Rani Group Limited Q2 FY26 earnings conference call. As a reminder, all participant lines will be in the listen-only mode, and there will be an opportunity for you to ask questions after the presentation concludes. Should you need assistance during this conference call, please signal an operator by pressing star, then zero on your touch-tone phone. Please note that this conference is being recorded. I now hand the conference over to Mr. Diwakar Pingle from EY. Thank you, and over to you, sir.
Thank you so much. Good afternoon, everyone. Welcome to the Q2 FY26 investor call of Rani Group. To discuss the announcement and answer your questions today, we have the management team from Rani Group represented by Harish Lakshman, Chairman, Rani Group; P. A. Padmanabhan, President, Finance and Group CFO; J. Anand, Executive Vice President, Finance and CFO, Rani Holdings; and S. Prasad, Associate Vice President, Corporate Planning, Rani Holdings. Please note that the results and presentations have been made to you, and you can also view it on the company's website. In case anyone does not have a copy of the presentation or you're not marked in the mail, please do write to us, and we'll be happy to send it to you. Before we start, I'd like to say that everything that is said in this call that reflects any outlook for the future or which can be construed as a forward-looking statement must be viewed in conjunction with the risks and uncertainties that we face. These uncertainties and risks are included but not limited to what we have mentioned in the prospectus and subsequently in annual reports, which you can find on the website. With that said, I'll now hand over the call to Harish Lakshman. Over to you, Harish.
Thanks, Diwakar. So good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. Thank you for dialing in. I'd like to welcome you all for this teleconference. I'd like to start with a few comments on the industry. The second quarter of this financial year was a mixed yet encouraging period for the automotive industry in India. The quarter began cautiously with subdued consumer sentiment and challenging weather conditions weighing on early performance. However, momentum gathered pace towards the later half, driven by the onset of the festive season and the rollout of GST 2.0 with its lower tax rates from late September. These developments revived market confidence and spurred a notable uptick in the overall sales. The passenger vehicle segment sustained its growth trajectory, benefiting from a series of new launches and facelift models, stable rural demand, and pre-festive inventory buildup. The tax incentives, festive offers, and improved supply conditions enabled automakers to clear inventories and maintain healthy momentum. The commercial vehicle segment continued its positive growth, supported by strong infrastructure activity and increased government spending. Fleet operators returned to the market to expand capacity, encouraged by rising freight movement, higher construction demand, improved vehicle utilization, and greater access to financing. The two-wheeler segment was the standout performer this quarter, achieving a record sales in September. Though the electric two-wheeler continues to grow, supported by new launches and improved financing options, it was, however, impacted by supply constraints from rare earth magnet shortages. The tractor segment maintained its strong performance through the quarter, supported by favorable monsoon conditions, strong agricultural sentiment, and improved rural incomes. This continued resilience highlights the stability of rural demand, which remains a key driver for the industry. Overall, the quarter reflected a gradual but broad-based recovery, setting a positive tone for the remainder of the fiscal year. Coming to the highlights of our performance, Rani Madras' total revenue was 923.4 crores for the second quarter, compared to 851.8 crores in Q2 of FY25, which showed an increase of about 8.4%. I'm also happy to share that we won new business worth 500 crores plus per annum across product categories during the quarter. The new tariff situation in the U.S. has not impacted sales in this quarter. However, we continue to monitor the evolving tariff situation, and we are still hopeful that the ongoing diplomatic dialogues will provide necessary clarity and stability on the policy. During this quarter, the EBITDA margin improved by 18 basis points from 8.8% to 9%. We are working on several new margin improvement initiatives and we expect the results to flow in from Q1 of next financial year. As we move into the second half of this fiscal year, optimism across the industry is definitely strengthening, supported by improving demand across all key segments. The near-term environment remains favorable, supported by steady volume growth across all vehicle segments in India. We continue to see healthy demand trends from both domestic OEMs as well as export market. The powertrain agnostic portfolio of the group, the proven capabilities in export market and higher opportunities in the Indian aftermarket are important growth drivers for us. India's position as a global auto component hub remains intact, and this is presenting a significant long-term opportunity for us. In alignment with this industry direction, we are strengthening our capability in electronics and software integration, lightweight materials, and sustainable manufacturing. These initiatives are aimed at ensuring that Rane remains a trusted and future-ready partner to global and domestic OEMs alike. With these remarks, we'll now open for any questions that you may have. Thank you.
Thank you very much. We will now begin the question and answer session. Anyone who wishes to ask a question may press star and one on their touchtone telephone. If you wish to remove yourself from the question queue, you may press star and two. Participants are requested to use handsets while asking a question. Ladies and gentlemen, we will wait for a moment while the question queue assembles. The first question is from the line of Manish Goyal from Thinkwise Wealth Managers. Please go ahead.
Yeah, thank you very much, sir. I have a few questions on each of the companies. First on Rane Motors, sir, just there was some article on new services which said that for Rane Motors that company is ready with EV-ready steering and suspension systems for sustainable growth, and we are planning to invest 250 crores in technology upgradation. And we are targeting EBITDA margin of 11-12% over 3 years and a 15% revenue compounding. So would just like to get your comments on this news item, number one. Number two, you did mention that we are expecting margins to improve from quarter one next year. So if you can highlight what are the several initiatives, sir. And I have some other questions as well. Yeah, thank you. Yeah.
No, the first one, Manish, I don't know what article you're referring to. We are not aware. So maybe there is some misrepresentation, etc. As we have explained, the EV electric steering is all coming through the Rane Steering Systems Limited, RSSL. And there is some investment that we are doing in that area. As you know, we have already announced that we continue to manufacture licensed products with NSK, and now we also have a license agreement with ZF and we are winning new business. So I'm not aware specifically on Rane Motors. On the second question, you know, as I've said in multiple calls in the past, you know, our target is to get to a double-digit EBITDA margin even when the market is got only moderate growth. So we are continuing to work on several initiatives, and you know, post the merger, there are also certain, you know, synergy buying that we're doing in terms of indirect material. There are also some additional new cost reduction measures that we have initiated for you know, direct material, raw material, etc. So, and while it's still early days, we are hopeful that those initiatives will, you know, lead to further margin improvement. So, our objective is clearly continuing to get to that double-digit EBITDA, you know, crossing, you know, 11%, 11-12% is the goal that we are working towards.
Right, sir. And any timelines would you like to specify on, like, on because we are right now at 8.6 EBITDA margin.
Last quarter was 9%. And we are hopeful the second half will be better than that. And you know, and therefore going into Q1 of next year, see, the volumes continue to grow. then the confidence level is higher that we will continuously see improvements in every quarter.
Sure, sir. And just on the current quarter, we have seen that your raw material cost has gone up. So despite your aftermarket sales growing quite strongly, high double digit, so is there a mix-related impact? Should we understand that aftermarket has a lot of bought-out elements and probably that leads to higher raw material? If you can clarify that, it will be helpful.
No. I think, there has been a lot of raw material cost increase in the brake components division, which is erstwhile RBL. That has had a significant growth in RM cost, because of certain specific special material that we use for our friction business. It is not because of aftermarket. In aftermarket, as we explained in our results, it is not comparable to last quarter because we have consolidated all the group aftermarket business into RML. So even some of our JV business, etc., the aftermarket goes through Rane Madras now. So that is why it is showing growth.
And sir, one clarification on ZF share of associate from profit in Rane Holding shows 12 crores versus 5 crores. But if you look at the presentation where ZF Rane has reported a 30 crore profit in the quarter, so ideally the share of 49% share should be somewhere near 15 crores. So why is it that share of profit is reflected as 12 crores? So that was one question on ZF. And if you can provide another clarification, that these are consolidated numbers which include steering wheel business which was acquired and the new plants in the subsidiaries.
Yeah, sorry, I have not understood. Can you repeat the question, Manish?
Sir, in your Rane Holding results for the share of profit from associates, that number is 12 crores for the quarter. But now we have only one associate, which is ZF Rane. And if I look at ZF Rane numbers, what you have given in the presentation, the profit after tax number is 30 crores. So with 49% share, it should be near 15 crores. So why there is a difference of 3 crores?
Just go to RSL.
So maybe you can come back on this later.
Yeah, we'll come back separately on this.
My related question was also on the ZF. I have a couple of questions, kindly bear with me. Is on the steering wheel business, is it the number what you shared in the presentation includes consolidated revenues from all these businesses, steering wheel business and the new plants in the subsidiaries for inflator and webbing and also new capacities which have come up?
Yes, I think the answer is yes. Yeah.
Okay.
Pretty sure.
And how
sir, but I may request you to rejoin the question queue for follow-up questions.
Sure.
Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, in order to ask a question, you may press star and one. The next question is from the line of Mihir Vora from Equirus. Please go ahead.
Yeah. Hi, thanks for taking my question. So my first question is on Rane Brakes, basically. So in the brakes division, given the current, like we are hearing the chatter about the ABS norms kicking in, so how will it benefit our brakes division and what are we foreseeing in terms of growth there?
Yeah, so your question is about the two-wheeler, right? Two-wheeler ABS.
Yeah.
So that it is definitely a positive development for RML BCD business because with ABS coming into two-wheelers, the need for disc pads in two-wheeler goes up, and therefore RML BCD has the products to pursue this opportunity. So definitely we see it impacting our business positively.
Right. But sir, in terms of any traction from the customers we are seeing currently or any kind of color on that front, or still there's not much traction yet?
Sorry, can you repeat? I didn't hear you.
So I'm saying, in terms of any traction from the customers that they have started looking at options and, you know, few talks of, you know, how they'll be looking at the supplies or something like that. Are we issuing some RFQs there?
Yeah, yeah. You mean for this ABS, right?
Yeah.
Yes, yes. Definitely. See, whichever bikes where ABS is already fitted, we are already supplying, and there are a lot more talks going on. Of course, as far as regulation is concerned, you know, well, the exact date is not yet decided. We are hoping it will happen, and that will increase the opportunity further for us. But yes, the answer is yes. Conversations are going on for enhancing the business.
Okay. So, and secondly, in the ZF part, if I look at the revenue growth, our order book over last few quarters have been quite strong into the ZF, and especially the occupant safety division. But the growth, if you see, is not something which is aligned to the order book. So, just some color whether how do we see the growth of ZF division going ahead as such?
So the ZF division has two parts, which is the commercial vehicle steering and the safety business. As far as the commercial vehicle is business, the growth is in low single digit, in line with the CV market by and large, how the commercial vehicle industry is growing. Whereas the safety business has two drivers for growth. One is the domestic market, increased penetration of airbags, you know, six airbags, new vehicle launches, etc. Over and above that, we have a significant export portfolio, where we supply to some vehicle makers as well as to ZF, other ZF plants. So that is also growing in double digits. So therefore, the outlook for this business, especially the safety business, is quite optimistic that the growth rates will continue to be strong, you know, strong double digit numbers.
Okay. And sir, just one clarification on the order book part. Can you just give us a complete current outstanding order book segment-wise where you've given per quarter, but current outstanding total order book?
No, as I said, I think 500 crores of new order booking has happened. What is your question?
So I'm saying the total, like if every quarter you give the new orders which you're winning in the quarter, but some
right.
Total outstanding order book which you have in hand right now as in terms of new orders which you have in hand.
Okay, so that is something we'll have to calculate. We don't look at it that way. We'll review this.
Sure. Okay. Thank you.
Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, a reminder to all participants, you may press star and one to ask a question. The next question is from the line of Lakshmi Narayanan from Tunga Investments. Please go ahead.
Yeah, thank you. I have two questions. Want to understand both ZF entity as well as the Rani steering. What are the costs below EBITDA? What is the depreciation? What is the interest? And also, what is the gross margin in these two companies? And how it actually compares with, if possible, how it compares with the previous half year or quarter, whichever you think is appropriate. Yeah, you can hear me? Hello?
Yes, sir, you're audible.
Yeah, I wanted to know, yeah, in both in ZF, Rane and the RSSL, want to know below EBITDA, what are the two cost items? I just want to know the exact proportion and the debt that is actually carried by these two entities.
Okay. So, yeah, we don't have this information right now readily available. We'll have to come back. Yeah, we'll discuss this internally. I think we're only showing the EBITDA and the PBT. PAT.
Yeah. And second, you know, in terms of the EBITDA, you know, I mean, you had actually mentioned about how Rani steering EBITDA can actually go up. I mean, I always thought that what we are manufacturing is a system kind of a product, and it's not like a part we actually supply. And if I just look at systems across automotive components in industry in India, our margins are the lowest quartile, right? Now, how do you really pull it up? And what is the respectable number which you think you can actually achieve in RSSL?
No, I have explained this in some of the past calls. When it comes to Rane Tearing Systems Limited, the margins have steadily been coming down in the last 4 or 5 years. This is, of course, I'm ignoring the warranty problem that we had gone through. Despite that, that is because, as I explained, a lot of the new businesses that were booked, you know, at that time NSK was also heavily involved in some of the pricing decisions, being a 51% shareholder, and a lot of business was, the inherent profitability was not good, so which has impacted the overall profitability. So we are working to change this, and it is going to take another few years before we see the EBITDA climb up. Today we are only at about 4% EBITDA in that business, while definitely we see the margins improving over the next 2-3 years. I don't see a double-digit EBITDA happening in RSSL soon, unlike in Rane Madras. The answer to your question in terms of you know, the margins, I don't have a clear answer, except one thing I can tell you is historically a lot of the electronics components and even today is bought out in Rane Steering Systems Limited. So the material cost is still quite high. While of course the sales to capex is also low. So while the EBITDA margins are low, the possibility of a decent ROCE in this business is possible, even with a low, even with a single digit EBITDA. But that's because a lot of the electronics is imported as well as, you know, bought out.
Got it. And whatever incremental business you have got in RSSL, what kind of margins they are actually coming in?
They are all better. They're still in single digits, but closer to 7-8%.
So maybe, you know, one feedback is that maybe you can actually segregate it and say that, look, this is historical and this is incremental. So as shareholders, we can appreciate that.
I can only share that in the call. It will be very difficult for us to start giving you part number fixed profitability. Yeah.
Fair enough. And what is the debt we are carrying in these two entities? And at the group level, what is the plan of debt for the entire year?
Yeah. So RSSL, the debt is about 143 crores. And in Rane, the ZF joint venture is at about 750 crores. As far as the group, as I said, in Rane Madras, you know, the debt reduction plans we are continuing to work on, and we are hopeful that, you know, by the end of this financial year as well as going into next financial year, we will see that 200 to 300 crore reduction in debt.
Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, in order to ask a question, please press star and one. The next question is from the line of Prateek Kothari from Unique PMS. Please go ahead.
Yes, hi. Good afternoon. On exports and especially steering, this is, my question is from Rane Madras. So the export portion in steering seems to be doing very, very well. So if you can just highlight what is going right there.
On Rane Madras, right? So I think it's also partly because you're comparing it to last year quarter, which was not a great quarter. So if you see, you know, what happened last year, there was actually a small degrowth in exports in Rane Madras because the off-highway vehicle market in US, you know, had a steep fall during last financial year. And since then, you know, that market has stabilized a bit and therefore you're seeing, you know, some improvement in sales, and also there is some new program that's kicked in. So it's a combination of both, that last year was extraordinarily, I mean, more bad compared to now, and some new business.
Correct, but this would be similar customers, similar geographies that we used to do, or is this something new?
No. Similar customers and similar geography.
Correct. Sure. And second on this land sale, I mean, ex of Velachery, we also had plans to do another couple of them. Is that plan still on?
Yes, it is very much on. So as I explained in the past, you know, we are continuing to, you know, receive offers and then see if offers can be concluded. So that process is still on. There's nothing immediate that we have to report, but as and when it happens, we'll surely disclose to the shareholders.
Correct. So when you said that our debt reduction can be 200-300 odd crores here, of course, we received 350 itself from Velachery, and I'm sure there'll be some tax that we'll have to pay, but plus this incremental. So shouldn't the debt reduction be much more?
So we have not received the 350 crores. The transaction has been announced. There are certain milestones, as I had explained in the past. It will happen over a period of 12 months. I think we have disclosed, we have received only about 115 crores only has been received. Yeah.
Yes. Correct, but this and the incremental land sale all effectively will be used to repay debt.
Yes.
Correct. Then there was this small change in aftermarket regrouping, if you can just highlight it. It's mentioned in the presentation.
Yeah. So now that we have completed the merger, so all the aftermarket business of the erstwhile Rane Madras, erstwhile Rane Brake Lining, and erstwhile Rane Engine Valves has been put together as a separate division. In addition to that, some of the JV aftermarket of ZF Rane also is flowing through this division. So that is the restructuring that has happened.
Okay, sure. And last one: so post this restructuring or consolidating these entities, we were anticipating some margin changes and over a period of time. I mean, I think in the last call you had highlighted some 12 odd months for it to play out. Just 3-6 months into this merger, how are things? Are we on track? What has positively or negatively surprised you?
No, no. I think by and large, it is on track, and we are, you know, definitely continue to be hopeful that the margins will continue, you know, go up, even during the second half of this year and even better next year, et cetera. But of course, the caveat is all the vehicle segments need to continue to have this positive single-digit growth, if not double-digit. And the higher the growth, the faster this margin improvement for us.
Correct. Sure. Thanks, Harish. All the best.
Thank you.
Thank you. A reminder to all participants, you may press star and one to ask a question. The next question is from the line of Rajakumar, an individual investor. Please go ahead.
Yeah, good afternoon. Can you hear me?
Yes.
Yeah, thanks for the opportunity. Sir, just a couple of questions. So first one is on the RML consolidated P&L. So if you see the PBT numbers of the September, we have reported 31.27 crores as a PBT, as compared to 24.68 year-over-year. So there's an increase of 6.59 crores. So, but if I see the major contribution for this uplift is coming from reduction in interest costs and you had some exchange in unrealized exchange loss in previous year, whereas this year you had an unrealized gain. So put together, that is what is contributing to this explosion. In fact, previously you had some impairment provision of 50 crores, so which are 300 crores now. So which means, operationally, we have not done well compared to the last year. So what is driving this? Because we thought with the merger coming through, we should be seeing some improvement in your operational performance. Actually, the performance has kind of little bit, it's showing a deterioration.
Yeah. So I mean, I think it's. I don't have the exact breakup of numbers. As I said, clearly, if you take the brake component division, there has been a deterioration in the margin compared to last year due to material cost increases that we are not able to, you know, pass on or recover from the customers. Whereas the steering division, as well as the engine component division, there is an operational improvement over last year. Whereas the brake component, as well as the light metal casting, there isn't an improvement. So that is part of the reason.
Okay. So this is one-off or this?
The contribution, however, remains the same. You know, we have maintained at about 21.9%.
Yeah. No, I'm talking about the absolute numbers.
Yeah, I understand. So that this is the reason I gave you.
Okay, got it. Okay, and what is this impairment we have done? Three and of course this first stuff.
Impairment.
On the cash flow, I can see there is a 3.5 crores of impairment of financial assets.
One second.
Yeah, 3.59 crores. This is on the RML side, I mean.
RML said 3.59.
Yeah, RML console. If you are cash flow, you can see this number.
Plus credit loss and receivable. I've just done accounting thing. There is no risk there.
Okay. And lastly, this I see there is no current tax provision in the P&L, but in your cash flow you are showing tax paid of almost 28 crores. So how do we match these two?
Last year, I think we wrote up that overseas investment on which we are carrying deferred tax assets. Deferred tax assets we are setting up. The current next year, last year we set up around 29 crore. This year also the entire current tax will be set up against the deferred tax assets. That is why we are not making any provision for the current. We are not making any current tax provisions. However, okay. We are paying as a conservative measure. We are paying, then we are getting refunds subsequently from the department. Otherwise, we may end up some kind of penalty or interest.
Okay. Thank you so much.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Munjal Shah from NSFO. Please go ahead.
Good afternoon, sir. So a couple of questions. One is with regards to margins of Rane Madras. So last year, and we don't include other income actually. So it was 8.3% last year. And we were guiding 100 basis points improvement in margins for this year. And maybe double digit margins from next year onwards. However, the first half numbers do not suggest any significant improvement in margins actually. And we are not including other income. So, where do you see this, this 100 basis points improvement coming for this year?
I'm not clear.
Hello?
One second, hold on, please. This is the same reason that I explained earlier. The margins of the brake components division, erstwhile RBL, as well as the casting division has come down. The other two has gone up. So net, there is a, we are not seeing the improvement in the first half. But I expect the situation during the second half to improve. So for the full year, you will see an improvement and that will carry forward into the next financial year.
So should we see double-digit margins in financially 27?
That's what, as I said, if the passenger car market and the commercial vehicle market and the tractor continue to show, good single-digit, if not double-digit growth, yes, we are confident that it will hit double-digit.
Okay. And secondly, sir, in terms of debt reduction, we were guiding somewhere around 120 crores of debt reduction. And that was before selling Velachery land actually. Okay.
Correct.
And now Velachery land has been sold for 350 crores of which we have realized 110 crores. And despite that, there is no reduction in first half. Okay. So, and Velachery, I presume that, as a Rane Madras, we were, generating decent cash flows to prepay debt. So, why are we lagging in debt repayment actually? So,
no, The plan always was during the second half, and as I said, the land sale is linked to certain milestones. So you will see the debt reduction happening in the second half of this year and going into for next year. There were some capex, etc., that were planned in the first half this year. So that is the reason why you have not seen it during the first half.
The first half, we have spent more than 90 crores in capital expenditure, which otherwise would have resulted in additional term loan, which has not happened. So we have maintained the loans at the same level and then incurred additional business-related capex of 90 crores. The second half, you will see the debt reduction happening. And
so second half, you mean to say there will be lower capex, and hence the cash flows will be used to repay debt, plus whatever money we get from, the buyers.
Comparatively, yes.
Okay, so over the next...
impact will take 26-27.
So basically...
second half onwards, but for the full impact to be seen, it will take 26-27.
So if we take second half of this year, next year, 12 months, okay, should we combine see at least around 400 crores of debt reduction?
No, as I said, 200 to 300 for by is what we are hoping.
No, for this year or for next year?
Next 18 months, we expect about 250 to 300 crore debt reduction.
Okay, fine. Thanks a lot, sir. Thank you very much.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Viraj from Enigma. Please go ahead.
Yeah, hi sir. Sir, my question is slightly more longer term rather than just two quarters. Sir, if you look at the environment right now, this is one of the best environments auto ancillary companies have seen in 4 to 8 quarters or even 2.5 years. In this environment, we are talking 8%, 10% growth. And also we are unable to improve margins. If you look at any of the top auto ancillary companies who say that they have cutting-edge technology and who are primary tier 1 suppliers like we are, they make significantly higher margins. We have been talking higher margins for a long, long time, but operationally we are doing worse than last quarter, which is much worse than any of the top tier 1 companies. So how do you explain such a difference compared us to any other top auto ancillary company?
I don't know, who you're referring to and what product lines. See, we have to look at the mix of what is the segmental mix of, see, we don't have any plain two-wheeler, right? Many of the companies who have had excellent growth, they have 30-40% of their revenues coming from two-wheeler. So the vehicle segment makes a difference in terms of the growth. As far as, our segment is considered and, compared to some of our peers, whether it is, let's say, JTEC, who's our number one competitor, there is a significant overlap that we have with them, both in terms of growth and in terms of margins. I think our performance is not too far behind. But having said that, I think you are right in terms of aspiring for growth. Your question is absolutely valid. Why can't we be like them? I think definitely the intention is there and initiatives are being taken. We are still coming out of multiple legacy issues that we are solving one by one, and I think the results of those are clearly you're all able to visualize. And I think going forward, we have taken certain initiatives that will improve this. So I'm still hopeful of, showing this kind of growth as well as the margin improvement.
Sir, this one, I understand where you're coming from. I'm just saying even companies with monolithic lines compared to us are showing double-digit margins already, even with lower growth, right? So I am unable to understand as an outside investor who has never run a business, and I get that point. But to basically be at like 7-8% margin, even after... putting in brake lining business, which was significantly higher margin business, into RML, we are unable to improve operationally, something I'm unable to digest as a minority shareholder. That's my only challenge, sir.
I'm not able to give an explanation for a generic question. Margins are double digit for everyone. There are 4-5 players, and that's why, as I said, you have to look at mix and things like that. So So I'm not able to comment one of many of them.
So I can take name of companies like Minda. See, I mean, I can keep
Minda,
going on.
Minda 45% of Minda comes from two wheeler business. We have maybe 5% of two wheeler business. That's why, as I said, you have to look at the vehicle segment mix of those companies. How much is coming from two-wheeler? How much is coming from passenger car? How much from tractor and CV? You know, so there are some...
Sure, sir. And sir, by what time will we see the capex intensity? If you look at last 5 years and look at the combined capex of RML and think about the ROC generated on those capex, sir, they are like reasonably poor. Now, as a management and as board of the company, what kind of benchmark do you keep on those capex? Because the capex intensity we always hear will come down next year, but something or the else comes up and the capex intensity just does not come down. And as an outside shareholder, I am not able to understand what ROC we are generating because the sales never grow at the same pace.
Right. No, I mean, as I said, see, the last 5 years are not reflective of the inherent profitability of the business because of multiple legacy issues that we are, you know, fixing.
I'm talking only about RML. I'm not talking about the JV. I'm only talking about RML.
Yeah. I'm also talking RML only because if you see, we had our US investment that we exited. We had to write off. So when you look at ROCE and the EBIT that is employed on the ROCE, you have to factor in all these one-off cleaning up that was also done. So that's why I said the last 5 years is not reflective of the inherent profitability of the product lines that we are in. It also is dealing with some legacy. So as I said, as we are cleaning up all of this and strengthening the balance sheet and reducing the debt content, you will see all this flow in the coming years.
So just last one thing. What is the benchmark do we have when we invest in, like you talked about doing more than 100 crore capex next year as well. What is the benchmark that we have in terms of ROC when it comes to capex both in RML and in JV apart from ZF, of course, because there we have a JV partners. But apart from that, where everything we control, what is the ROC we are looking at before we put in even 1 rupee?
Yeah. So the objective is that the ROC should be more than 20%. This I have said this even in the past calls. And there are some businesses and some product lines where even it is upward of 25%, whereas some are only in the 16-17%. But for various, you know, strategic reasons, customers, we have to invest. So most of our product lines are in the 16 to, you know, 25-28% ROC range.
You are talking pre-tax?
Yes.
Okay. Thank you so much, sir. Best of luck. My only wish as a minority shareholder is to be slightly more careful with the capital allocation. Thank you so much, sir.
Definitely. Point noted. Thank you.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Manish Goyal from Thinkwise Wealth Managers. Please go ahead.
Yeah. Thank you so much. So, I just want to check on the on my previous question on the share of associate profit, if you were able to...
Yeah, Manish. As you know, now ZF Rani has started selling the aftermarket through Rani Madras. So in the quarter ending, there will be some stocks which are lying in Rani Madras, which contains the intercompany profit element, which needs to be eliminated when Rani Holdings is consolidating at Rani Holdings level. So this basically is, while 30 crore is the profit that ZF Rani has earned during this period, and around 15 crore should have flowed in, because there is an intercompany profit which is lying in Rani Madras inventory that has been eliminated, and only the 12 crore has been taken in Rani Holdings books. This will get adjusted in the coming quarter, and this will be a phenomenon every quarter going forward, depending on what is the profit lying in the closing stock.
Okay. Fine. Continuing on ZF Rane, if you can just give us a breakup of revenue between your products, steering system, and occupant safety with the comparable numbers. And also, if you can share how big is now steering wheel business, which we acquired a couple of years back, And is it profitable to the company average level of 12%? And second question is on the, we are seeing gradual improvement in margins at ZF Rane. Earlier we were targeting to reach 13%. So by when do we expect that? And third question is on how is the capacity utilization at our new facilities? And what is the CapEx plan at ZF Rane? Thank you so much.
Manish, on the sales overall, this quarter, sales is 231 crore as compared to last year, Q2 203 crore, and occupancy is close to 400 crore, 396, as against 383 in the previous year Q2. Overall, 7% growth. And the sales is around 58 crore out of this overall 27. 58 crore contribution comes steering wheel.
Sorry, I'm extremely sorry. Your voice was echoing and we could not get any number. If you can please come to closer to the mic.
Yeah, is it audible now? Is it better now?
Now it's, yes.
Now
it's better.
The steering gear division sales is 231 crore for the current quarter. 231, 230 for the current quarter as against 200 crore for the last year Q2.
Right.
And the occupant safety is 396 crores as against 383 crore in last year Q2.
And steering wheel business is part of the steering gear business?
The steering wheel is part of occupant safety. The steering wheel sales is 58 crore for the quarter.
Against how much was it previous quarter?
45 crore. Previous quarter was 45, previous Q2.
Okay, so it is part of occupant safety.
Yeah, yes.
Oh, okay, okay. And how is the capacity utilization with our new facilities? And my second question, sorry, was on the margin outlook. When do we expect it to reach to 13%, which we were targeting earlier? And on the CapEx plan and capacity utilization and the, yeah.
No, so the ZF Rane, as you know, the EBITDA margins, the steering gear division profitability is better than the occupant safety. The occupant safety will only be in single digit, whereas the steering gear is in double digit and can go higher. But that is a function of the commercial vehicle market. So if the commercial vehicle market, you know, starts growing at 8-9%, we will start seeing that kind of margins.
But Harish, this quarter steering gear has grown well as per data provided now, 231 crores versus 200 crores, while occupant has not grown. So I'm just wondering.
Yeah, but if you see, you have to look at it also from a half. If you see the first half, the occupant safety business grew a strong double digit, I forget, 18-19%, something like that. If you see first half, we are still up by a double digit number for... just 1 second. Just go to H1. Sales. H1 sales. Of OSD. Can you see, read the numbers? The absolute. 700 and how many crores? Sales. Yeah. Yeah. So if you see the occupant safety, this year first half is 708 crores, last year was 630 crores, so which is almost a 11.5% increase. There were some one-off reasons for Q2, so this 11% growth will continue.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Jigar Shroff from Financial Research. Please go ahead.
Thank you for taking my question. I just wanted one answer. What is the debt on RML's books as of today?
Debt? How long? 780 crores.
780.
780.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Lakshmi Narayanan from Tunga Investments. Please go ahead.
This is regarding the RSSL. See, you mentioned that the debt in the books is around 143 crores. That means approximately a crore or so would be the per month interest cost, right? So what explains such a high depreciation on this? And do you think there is a is it like bulged up and then it will actually come down? Because the translation from EBITDA to PAT is PBT seems to be very low. So the 18 crores is what you have reported as EBITDA, and when debt would come to around 3 crores or so for debt servicing, which means that about 15 crores depreciation is what we are carrying on Rane Steering?
About 12 crores, about 12, 13 crores.
Okay, is it bulged, or do you think that will be a, it will taper down?
It will maintain at this level. That's translating to about 7-8%, right, of EBITDA. So, see this, it's 2.7%, sorry, 2.7% of sales right now.
Got it. The debt in Rane is around, ZF is around 750 crores, and this you said 143 crores. The second question is that there are a lot of these cross service income, right? So I think these entities used to charge, and you used to charge some trademark fee, etc. And all these things will have GST component on it, on top of it. Now, after you realigned it, are we getting some savings due to these cross charging that was there?
No, I'm not. So, first of all, this will have no implication on the joint ventures. It will have implication only for Rane Madras. So, I don't know.
So, for example, RSSL used to pay some service fee to or brand fee or something to Rane Holdings. Now that RSS has actually become 100%, there is no need to actually do this, right? So, is there any savings that is there, or it's already reflected in the PNL?
In RSL consolidated, it will get knocked off. So as far as RSSL is concerned, but in the case of RML, it will be there. So when you look at RSL consolidated, it will get knocked off.
Got it. I mean, you still would charge a trademark fee for RSL?
Yeah. In theory, yes, there could have been some quarterly adjustments, etc., that happens from time to time, but at a consolidated, it will.
No, because for that you'll be charging, there's a GST also, component also on top of it, right? So if you charge a...
And the answer is yes, there will be GST, and the companies will take input credit.
Okay.
The GST will have no implication on the inherent profitability.
Got it. So tell me one thing, which year do you think will be a breakout year for RML as well as Rane Holdings, whether it will be 27 or FY28 or even further, when all these things get aligned and then there will be like an upward cliff, trajectory?
Very difficult to predict. We are all hoping the sooner the better for all of us. So we are all working towards that. The market has to, do its part. The tariff situation needs to get sorted out. As you know, we have a reasonable exposure to the North American market, so it all depends on how the stars are aligned.
Erstwhile RBL and also the engine valves had leadership. Now, after the consolidation, how you have actually handled the leadership? Have they kind of taken other areas that is one synergy benefit which we always wanted to get, right? So how you have done that particular part?
The one thing that we have been very careful in the merger is the businesses continue to operate as divisions, and each of the leaders continue to focus on their own respective product lines and drive the P&L for that. Where we are drawing synergies is all only in the support functions, starting with finance, where the finance team has kind of got integrated now. Then we are taking up things like, of course, straight away things like insurance, compliance costs, SEBI, stock exchange, those kind of things that is straightforward, audit, you know, internal audit, those kind of things. But those are all small numbers, but then those consolidation has started happening. The next is we are starting to look at other support functions like indirect materials, you know, transportation and logistics, those kind of things. In terms of organizational, you know, further integrating organization, etc., we have not yet even looked at a clear timeline. There are certain possibilities, but those comes with both pros and cons, so we are still evaluating those.
And what is the RHL debt and what is the pathway for that? At an RHL
debt is 60 crores, how much? 55 crores. So it's about 55 crores.
Okay.
And the intent is for RHL to be zero debt.
Got it. And is there a reason for RML to be separately listed, or because anyway you have, you know, there can be one holding company with multiple entities you anyway have, right? So is there a reason for RML to be separately listed?
No, I mean, we are looking at RML as the flagship vehicle going forward. As I've said in the past, all our future initiatives and growth, investments, M&A, joint ventures, everything will be rooted through Rane Madras. So we are positioning Rane Madras as the future business for growth for the group.
Got it. This is helpful, Harish and team. Thank you so much.
Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, as there are no further questions, I would now like to hand the conference over to the management for closing comments.
So thank you all for your time and questions. You know, as explained, you know, the teams are still, you know, working very hard to continue to improve our performance. I can, you know, clearly be recognized that, you know, we have still a long way to go, but we are hopeful that we will see further improvements in the coming quarters, and hopefully the market will also support this. So with those words, we'll conclude this meeting. Thank you.
Thank you. On behalf of Rane Group Limited, that concludes this conference. Thank you for joining us, and you may now disconnect your line.